open now.
The best tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday.
9 to 12 p.m.
Oh, yes. Welcome to it. Oh, yes. Overcast. I think it was drizzling a little bit earlier on. But hey, signs of summer. Good morning. You well? I'm fabulous. Was sex spoken about in your household? Depending on your generation, the answer will differ. My generation will say no, but we are raising clever kids, right? So we are either teaching them the things that we wish we could have been taught, or we are also failing as the current crop of parents because we don't know how to even initiate that conversation. So, it's a two-pronged question. Was sex spoken about in your household? Who was the first to speak to you about sex? Hashtag my first sex talk. Who gave you your first sex talk?
Oh, Uncle Tim, in the end, there was no sex talk. All I got was, if you don't have a fan, you're not pregnant. And when you get pregnant, you're next line, you're underweight pillar. So you're a lapo. But unfortunately, at school, I was this popular girl. So every time I did workshops with teenage pregnancy among girls, the HIV workshops, I would get selected. So that's where I got the sex talk. Ah. So for me, school was my school for sex talk.
Yeah, lucky you, Mona Lisa, you got it from somewhere. Look, those in their 40s or even late 40s will tell you that home was the last place they learned about sex. All right, the first sex talk was from their peers, and it led to what? Experimentation and a lot of mistakes. They also grew up to their parents and just used warnings instead. In fact, they grew up to be like their parents and just used warnings instead of teaching. Are you thinking, hauka, koto? That's not teaching. But others have learned to do exactly the opposite. They empower their young with information. But what was your... I want to know about you. What was your experience? If you can, if you don't mind, let me know your age as well so that we can, you know, tell which generation you are. That is via voice note. Who really gave you your first sex talk? The conversation, not the experimentation, the conversation. How did they start the conversation? Was it a warning? Or was it a welcome to dinner? Oh, by the way, now that you are, I can see you're a man now. All right, is it how it was welcoming like that? Or it was more like, yeah, we are filming. Did it make it easy? Or did it make you feel more anxious about sex and your sexuality? How old were you, if you can recall, when you had that first sex talk? Talk to me. Was sex ever spoken about at home? Who was the first? Who gave you your first sex talk? Hashtag my first sex talk. Did you have a sex talk at home? If not, who was the first to teach you?
Till today, I've never had any sex talk. I have two kids that I know of. Me, I went to my condom in my drawer. Yeah, I think that was the closest I got to a sex talk.
At least they bought you condoms, bruh. That's a non. You forgot to give me your age. Please do. Let me know. So as we know how that first sex talk either made you to be sexually confident or to be more anxious. All right?
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the three teaspoons on hashtag my first sex talk, and these are the possible teachers. Teacher number one, your parents. Parents' job is to worry 25 hours a day. So instead of saying sex is nice, it's beautiful with the one you love, or when you are ready an adult, they rather warn you away from it. And the warning brings nothing but fear and anxiety. Their warning voice sticks with you into adulthood. To a point out, before you take down that blouse, != ukhelenzo la mama lathi yewe. Two friends were your first sex talk. I mean, our peers were also not the best of teachers. They shared what they know because they needed moral support. I mean, this is where peer pressure began. They don't want to be the only ones who are going against their parents' warning, so they recruit others to join this expedition. This either led to lasting mistakes or it actually liberated you. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag my first sex talk, the possible teachers. Suitors. For instance, boys. Boys always taught as part of foreplay to try it out. You know, just like friends, they were recruiting. They offered videos, magazines, and participation. You either fell for it, and if you did, maybe you even regretted it. But hey, bottom line is, they were your first sex talk. Jeanette, what happened with your first sex talk?
Now, I was fortunate enough, my mother was ahead of her time.
Oh,
and
gosh.
We had the sex talk, I think, when I was 13. And
wow.
Her opening line, I'll never forget,
yes.
Was, sex is a beautiful thing.
Wow.
So for me, sex has never been something taboo or something that I shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
She told me about the consequences of having sex,
yes.
The emotional impact, obviously the pregnancy element, STIs and everything else. But the fact that I had all the facts, I did not need to experiment with sex. And when I was ready, I did it on my terms. And she said that to me as well. Do it on your own terms. Don't let Mushimani out. You need to show me love or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I am eternally grateful for my mom for ensuring that I was sexually liberated at an early age. She continued to also have the sex talk with my friend. So that was a blessing. And I'm 41.
Oh, Jeanette, you are blessed. Now, where does your sexual confidence come from? Did your first sex talk help you to be sexually confident like Jeanette? Or it kind of made you anxious? Why? Because that's what they did. They put fear in your heart. Who really gave you your first sex talk? They either made you sexually confident or you're sexually anxious because of it. All right? So who was that person for you? All right?
So I'm not, my sex talk, I never
they
got it from home. I just had the same experience as Usor that said that if you go meet up a warm, it was that kind of a conversation with my mom. So that's where I got it. And then I had to experience it from my friends. And as I grow,
get tools. All right? No, get Bugel actually. Tools?
My mom gave me my first sex talk. She had no choice, actually, because I had my first period when I was 11 years old. So she had no choice but to tell me everything
yeah.
about using pads, about going through periods and having sex. So she gave me a sex talk. It wasn't a small thing, but she tried her best.
Okay.
She tried her level best, you know, to make me understand what sex is, because at the time I was really young, but she was the one who gave me my first sex talk.
I say, depending on the generation that you're part of, this first sex talk either came from your friends or it came from outside home, basically, especially if you are 30s and 40s. But if you're younger than then, chances are you had a free parent who was able to talk to you about it, you know. So who was that person who gave you your first sex talk? Did they make you sexually confident from the conversation? Or did that actually made you sexually anxious to this day?
Me, my first talk was with my father. I think I was around 18. I still remember his words. And I'm still telling my kids and everyone who's growing up. He said to me, Ntombiyam, ungabi imoto yase driving school. Ngoba, wonke umuntu ozofunda ukudriver ozofunda ngawe. And imoto yase driving school iyakhahlaka. If iminyango, if engine, if clutch, if brake. So, wonke umuntu waseqedile ukufunda e-driving school, uyahamba ayothenga imoto entsha sengakwazi ukudriver. So, ungaphenduki imoto yase driving school.
Now, girls, hopefully you had this conversation with your dads.
That's funny. When I mentioned this morning how mine went, I was actually referring to my dad.
Oh.
That's exactly how what he said. He was like, to my sister and I, he was like, you guys come here with bellies, then you clearly you are ready to go start your own family, so you can count me out then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yikes. That was, yeah, it was basically yikes. I can't even say a baptism of fire. Like, what was that?
What
was
that?
Yeah.
Why are you telling me about the belly? You don't tell me how the belly is made.
Yeah. We are already on step 5. We haven't even got to 1 yet.
Yeah. And you also say, but the bedroom door is always closed.
Exactly. Oh. So my thing was, it wasn't even explained. Like, how did I get here? Like,
I mean,
why is it such a problem to speak about
exactly
something that you did?
For me to be here.
For me to be here.
And chances are you're still doing it. Why are you closing that door?
I don't want to think about that one. But yes, why are you closing the door on the conversation? Let's open up this conversation. I think for me, I feel like, you know, I feel like personally, my parents are, they have a bit of an issue with being open and honest about things.
Yeah.
Because that's literally what it is. It's just honesty to say that, hey, this is what happens. This is what you need to worry about. Let's have a conversation about it. I know maybe it might, you know, I know it might feel uncomfortable, but I mean, what do you expect?
They feel like once they have the conversation with you, they're giving you permission to.
And it's not that way.
Opposite.
It's not that way. And I think that the absence of a really honest conversation results in traumatic experiences.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I think I'm a child of a nurse, so...
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, so my mom, the conversation did happen, but it was the premise, the foundation was fear.
Yay.
Because of the things she has seen, the things she has experienced.
Oh, I see, okay.
So it's almost the danger of what results from sex, and not... It holistically, that it's a source of pleasure, that it creates children, that it's just fear, you know. And shame, I forgive my mom, but I think it's just a black parent thing as well. It's so difficult.
But now that you know, this is how it was introduced to you. Should you be parents, do you think you're gonna be better at bringing up the topic?
I think so, because times are changing, you know, and I know how to have uncomfortable conversations anyway now. I practice it all the time.
Okay.
So I think I'll have the tools or the skills to at least just launch the conversation.
Yeah. It's very difficult to even say to your parents, I love you. Let alone having a sex talk.
Uncle T, the first time I hugged my dad, I was 16. And it was because we were doing a father-daughter dance at my first school ball.
Oh wow.
And they were like, and I was like, I've never hugged my dad. And I was like, man, I can't deal with you guys.
Who gave you your first sex talk?
My first encounter, having a discussion about sex was at church. And it was like, sex before marriage is a sin. When you are a virgin, you must wait for the right time. Sex is, it's a sin. Ooh, brati, let's have a sex. It was never discussed into whether it's a nice thing. It was evil. It was good for married people only.
Only.
Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Now my first talk, it was those days where we used to have the sisters coming to school, all those things that when you grow up, when you see these things, it's where you must know that you are a man. Now you know, need to know if you are a girl. So those things, they're not happening in schools anymore. That was the first talk. My mother, she not have said anything. My father, he never said anything to me. So, but generation Eliyahan, the things we used to talk, that is why we're still standing today.
Well, Tabo, it still happens. I mean, in LO, life orientation is teaching kids today a lot about life and in particular sex. So, yeah, it's still there. Rona, we had it as part of guidance. I guess, Tabo. Right. And so, hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So, who gave you your first sex talk?
It is my aunt, but I call her my mom because I was raised by her.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, it was my first period. And, you know, Cholumunduguti just started my period. You're nervous and you're thinking you're going to be told about the whole hygiene around my period.
Yeah.
I think she did that part. And the next thing, she put fear, like fear, and told me, you're a woman now. But I don't know if I'm a mute. And you fall pregnant, you're out of my house. But I think she also had a fear, I'm not her daughter. And if my parents were to find out I'm pregnant in Shalawaki, it would just wouldn't fly.
Yes.
And now I've got a lecture about how I'm going to have a child as a teenager. And which means in my 20s, I'll have another child. And my whole life. Never mind, I was scared of sex.
Do you find that you still have sexual anxiety to this day because of how that talk was handled?
I did. Now I'm 39. It's sort of gone, but it was there for a very long time.
Yeah.
It was there for a very long time.
Yeah.
But I always had the fear with you. If I meet someone and I fall pregnant, and now it would be like some disappointment to my mom. And you know, the flooded looks in my house. But I went on my ground, the line, corner, Chicago, the team box. And it was back in the prime, and my mom liked Dr. Kumar. So she told me, you won't. Do you think Dr. Kumala ngazo dlala ibhola lawena? Like, I was shocked. I just feared boys. Mongshela, you know, mabathi bobaleka. That was me, bengibaleka. And until in my late teens, ngajola nawe, the moment you come visit me, bengiyazi ngibona thi, bengiyazi, I would never come to your house or a room in lakho bengiyazi. So, instilled fear and it lasted for a very long time.
All right, Nzo, thank you for that. Mbongeni, hi.
Hotman.
Me out. Who gave you your
first?
Good grand. Your first talk?
I never cheated. Okay. See, now my parents never did the talk. Never. She was. They still told her that she
was starting. Yeah.
And I was not why they were so cool. My nothing is interesting. Jaro, but she was.
And then when they teach you something, you must go try it out. Did you experiment? Did you make mistakes?
Yeah, we did experiment, but no mistakes were made. But yeah, we had a much danger. But yeah, my daughter, we call it up, mental learner, Amy. Yeah, because then I be wrong.
All right.
No, I didn't get the sex talk from my parents. You know, I remember when I got my first period, I think I was 14. That was in 1994. First thing in the morning, I was taken to a clinic to go and prevent. Like, I don't know why I'm preventing. I don't know what's going on. I only learned everything in, like, through my high school from my friends. And luckily, I didn't get pregnant then.
Now I'm 32 years old this year, and then there was never really sex talk go high. No one ever spoke about now you're old, you'll be having sex, blah blah blah. Bona, we were told ho jo like a baby. Bona, you're not allowed to date. That's like the furthest we went. I'm a parent now, and I try my best to kibue kayo now, and then tell my daughter, there's dangers. Yes, when I'm monate happy, but yeah, this is how you conduct yourself, blah blah blah. It's hard, maravona. I try my best to kibue, like, the go-to person for you.
Nice one. Kiri, your sexual anxiety comes from that first talk. If you go back there, you'll see why you are so anxious.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.